Good afternoon, one and all. 12:15 at News Radio 560 KPQ. Time for the show called The Agenda. Good afternoon. And I ask you on this chilly day outside to consider this. You ever notice how funny words evolve? They just do. They just suddenly change their meaning, like the word job. You may have a job, but back in the mist of time, the word was used differently. Like so. Job. The act of prodding, thrusting, or wrenching. Wrenching? Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. The word has its origins in a world not very far from the Middle Earth of J.R.R. Tolkien and his adorable little hobbits. Job. From the late Middle English, apparently a symbolic word to be used as a brief, forceful action. Something like a jab. But it was called a job. So job on, and you become a jab. Your job is most likely a paid position. But I ask you, what position must you assume to be paid? Well, that's best kept confidential. Just keep it to yourself. You want to get on with it? You have to do your job? So let me do my job. It could be tough. Wow, what a job getting that guy in the trunk. It could be a crime, like a bank job or a museum job or caper. A way to betray or cheat a Confederate. Oh, we jobbed that guy on the robbery. The boss jobbed everybody and he kept the cash. Well, get fixing then. A piece of board will do the job very well, they say. He gave the whole thing up as a bad job. It was a good job that she hadn't bought that car. It was the job for the boys, which is a way to talk about graft and corruption. Or perfection, just the job for getting rid of stains. It's a wash day miracle. That's what that job is. And you can pick up valuable hints, as in learning on the job. So you thought that little word was not so complicated. Wrong again. You've been jobbed along the job of jobbing. It's another wild day at work, so good job. Gainfully employed while comfortably ensconced at your job. Let's discuss the grander concept of jobbing. From the man who knows nothing but jobs. His name is Don Messick. He is our regional labor economist, and he's with me on the line this morning. And we thank him for joining us today. Hey, Don Messick, how are you?
I'm doing well. You taught me something new about the definition of jobs.
Well, now you know. You redefine it every time you write a report, don't you, Don?
I guess I do.
Well, we miss not having you here in the studio, but tell us something about the latest report. Is it more of the same? Do we have to worry about the next one, or how do you see it?
Well, it's more of the same. Wenatchee MSA economy, again, Chelan Douglas counties, looking very well. Our unemployment rate, Michael, in November, we're talking November data here for November 2018, is the unemployment rate 4.9% for Wenatchee, 5.0% in November 2017. That's a one-tenth point drop. But what's interesting, Mike, is the rate's been dropping really going back almost 2 years. Year over year, our monthly rates declined for 17 months from October 16 up through February, stagnated in March of this year, rose a tick in April, and then declined again for the past 7 months. So excellent economic news.
And what's pushing it this time, Don? Is it the same factors that have been at work now for the past year?
Yes. Yes, we had several industries that are faring pretty well. And, of course, we estimate non-farm employment. We don't include agricultural employment in any county in the state in terms of current employment estimates. But the non-farm is looking good. We're up about 900 jobs, 2% rise between November 17, November 18, specifically 45,300 jobs in November 17. 46,200 this year, 900 job, 2% increase. A little less robust than the state, Mike. State's grown about 3.1%, but we're still doing well.
Who leads the state in those better numbers? Is it the West Side?
Generally speaking, yeah. A lot of the success and the economic vitality is driven by the urban areas, and particularly west of the mountains, King, Snohomish County. But it's not, many of the MSAs, I think, are faring reasonably well. But our area is, our 2% growth rate's driven heavily by construction. Even manufacturing was up 100 jobs this November versus last.
Well, that made you happy, I'll bet. I bet that warmed the cockles of your heart.
It did. And manufacturing, has taken such a hit in our two-county area ever since the closing or the idling of the smelter in Malaga. So this is a sudden little uptick, and I guess that's good news. We'll take anything we can get.
Do you know where those manufacturing jobs are? Do you know how that happened?
I don't have a breakout of the particular industries. When we do our estimating, to guard confidentiality, Mike, they lump all the manufacturers together. So it could be anything from food manufacturing to fabricated metals, industrial machinery. I mean, it could be just about anything in that broad manufacturing category.
But we haven't in recent months seen that type of a lurch forward of 100 jobs in manufacturing, have we?
No, we haven't. Of course, one thing to keep in mind, Mike, is we round to 100. So it could have been, you know, bouncing along at a 49 job rise, and all of a sudden it kicks up to 51. We round up to 100. So it's, I think the interesting thing about that is that perhaps this year we might have seen the low point in the early part of this year in manufacturing. We might start seeing some slow and steady upturn in that sector. I sure hope so.
And tell me more about the construction industry, because they have been leading the way now for the past year. If you want to point one finger at one area of the economy that seems to be leading the recovery in unemployment, you would have to start with construction.
That's true. Construction's definitely been a growth industry. And, you know, when I go back and look at our growth rates compared to the state, the pace of job growth in the Wenatchee's construction industry has surpassed the pace of growth in the statewide construction industry from July 2017 up through November 2018. We've been growing slowly and steadily, and the state construction industry has not been doing bad either. It's been adding jobs year over year for 81 consecutive months. But I guess the interesting thing is that our growth rate here in the two-county area for construction has been faster than the state. Going back now to July 2017, we've been generally hugging that 10% growth range of 10% more jobs this year than last. For example, in this November, we had 3,100 construction jobs, 2,800 in November of 2017. So that's been one of the kingpins of our economic growth here in the Chelan-Douglas County's area.
It might be something to make other people curious. They say, well, that's 300 jobs recently in construction. Did we have 300 carpenters that were out of work or 300 electricians? Now, I don't know the answer to that question, but it leads me to believe that people are coming here for this work.
Yeah, that could be. Of course, what we're counting here is we're counting construction, and you raise a good point. The jobs that we count here are actually jobs in the county. So those are construction firms, whether it's heavy construction, residential construction, specialty trades. We're picking up that here just in the Chelan-Douglas County's area. So there could be other people coming in from outside that we're missing. So this is it's really a good trend. And, you know, the old saying, if they're not buying, they're not building, and vice versa. I think that it's kind of a indicator of economic vitality in the two-county area.
And if you were to measure the construction going on right now, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find all those jobs. They're somewhere in the county. It's hard to put your finger on where they go. And that leads me to my next question was, how do you get the information? How do they telex it to you overnight so that you have that stuff at your fingertips?
It's a sample. We have a sample called current employment statistics, and basically they'll look at they'll sample employers, and what they'll ask them, for example, we're discussing November data. They'll say, how many jobs did you have in your company in October? How many in November? And say the number rises from 100 to 110. And, of course, they're doing this for different firms. So we do not get 100% sample, but we get a portion of the contractors sample. They report to us their changes in employment. Each month, then, our current employment statistics staff have to decide whether that upturn or downturn in that particular industry, whether the change in the sample is indicative of the change in the universe or of the whole industry. And from that sample, we determine the number of construction jobs. And then, of course, every month, we revise it. We go back and revise previous months. And it's a pretty good process. not necessarily in terms of, I don't think anyone can tell you exactly how many jobs we're going to, whether it was 200 or 250. But what it does, it captures trends very well. So this trend that we're seeing with this 10% growth rate is a really good trend, actually 10.7% between the Novembers of 17 and 18. And so the short story, and that was actually a long story, the short story is the current employment statistics sample enables us to capture employment trends. And then when we actually get data in from employers from every quarter when they file their unemployment tax reports and they report to us the number of jobs, wages, we enter that into our taxes, or now our next generation tax system, and count jobs. So right now we're running up to June of last year, June of 2018, we have hard data based on tax reports, and then we're running off estimates from July up through November. So it's kind of a process.
What sort of companies make decisions based on the numbers that you give them on a monthly basis?
Well, you know, I think everybody takes our information, Mike, and uses it for something different. We have, for example, some of the colleges use our data for setting curriculum on how different industries are faring. Grant writers use it for their own purposes. Workforce development councils, work source offices for training programs. The media, of course, newspapers, radio use it to kind of get their finger on the pulse of the local economy. Banks, realtors, bond raters. A lot of folks use this information, what we call LMI, labor market information, for their own purposes. So the short story, Mike, is our job is to provide that economic intelligence to a wide variety of users, and everybody takes it and uses it as they see fit.
How have you seen the economy change here in our MSA, our Metropolitan Statistical Area, since the last 2 years when all the numbers have been great?
It's you know, I'd say that they have been good. And, you know, like we say, Mike, I've been talking in construction, leisure and hospitality, health services have all been doing well. But there is one industry that seems to be slipping a bit, at least in the last 4 or 5 months, and that's retail. If our estimates are right, the retail employment is going through a kind of a tough patch now. And I know exactly from going back and looking at last year's data, for example, in retail, that we had some job growth, some substantial job growth in Douglas County. But across the bridge here in Wenatchee, in Chelan County, the retail actually lost jobs, roughly 100 jobs. When we get our current estimates, we lump these into an amalgamated Wenatchee MSA area. But I think the retail's been kind of hitting, brick-and-mortar stores have been kind of hitting a wall. Statewide, for example, when I look at the growth in retail, there's been growth in retail statewide going back for, oh, I guess 80, 90 months. I'll have to go bring up my graph here. But, yeah, retail's actually been growing now statewide for 65 consecutive months.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Let me go back. It's even better. Retail's been growing for 98 consecutive months. Mm. But what's the summary? The summary is that much of that retail growth statewide has been in what they call the other retail trade, and primarily that's internet shopping. You know, the most recent data, Mike, for November for the state shows that over 95% of all the growth in retail was in this other retail category. Now, that was high. It's over the last few months, I've been watching it. It's gone from probably 65 to 85, 90%. So November was really high. But I think it's kind of safe to say statewide that a lot of the retail growth has been in this other category. And I say a lot. I mean a good 60 to 80% of that retail growth has not been in the brick and mortar. It's been in the internet shopping. Applying it to our area, I think that's kind of what we're seeing. That we're going through kind of a many retailers are going through a tough patch right now.
And you can put you can put Sears and Kmart right at the top of the list as they fight to keep those stores open or fight for a way to restructure their debt, which doesn't look likely. It's a big old department store that became the victim of the times.
Yes, it's now, of course, I must add too that I've noticed this downturn in July, August, September, October, November data, and I will say, Mike, that on the 23rd we release our December estimates. And when we release December estimates, we're probably going to have third quarter, we call QCW, we're going to have third quarter quarterly census employment wage data for July, August, and September of last year. And what that's going to enable us is to tighten up our estimates a lot. But I think there is something going on in retail, and I can say this, just looking at our estimates, we started the year in retail here in the two-county area relatively good, but we sure didn't end that way, at least if our estimates hold true.
And so that would include the Christmas rush. It was not a successful one in terms of retail?
Well, in terms of comparing this year, this November versus last November, you're right. In fact, our retail employment here was down 300 jobs. We went from 6,500 in November 17 to 6,200. And that's the only industry in the Wenatchee MSA that's really been feeling the pinch recently.
It's interesting because those jobs are traditionally not very high paying. You know, you're working in a shop or perhaps in a smaller department store. The traditional pay wage there is pretty conservative.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so that indicates to me that, and again, I haven't seen December data yet. But looking at November, if the question were asked, do I think this November for retail, was this November a better year than last? No. No, it doesn't seem to be.
That's Don Messick. He is the regional labor economist that we talk to often, and we find out all the latest monthly changes in the employment world. We're not through with Don yet. Hold on for a moment. We'll talk with him more following these words on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ. The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
12:37 in the afternoon. I'm Michael Knight here in our KPQ studios. My very special guest is Don Messick. Don is the regional labor economist that we talk to about once a month when his new report comes out. And his new report, of course, is out for the month of November, which turned out to be a pretty good one. In fact, in the series of all your reports, you're being expected to be a guy with only good news, Don. You must realize that. No one ever expects to hear a negative report from you ever again.
Well, I wish that was always the case, Mike. Right now, I'll be the bearer of good tidings.
And for folks who just tuned in, let's reset the overview of what you discovered this month.
The big thing, I think the big news is, the big takeaway is that our unemployment rate continues to fall. We had a very low reading this November of 4.9% in the Wenatchee MSA. It was 5.0% in November 2017, and that's a trend that's been going on for over 2 years. The summary is that this unemployment rate's the lowest rate we've seen since our agency started to compile electronic data back in 1990, so over 28 years. And so I guess that's really the bottom line up front. The economy's generally looking pretty good.
When we just met a couple of years ago, the biggest worry on your mind was, what about those 400 people who lost their jobs at the Alcoa plant? How's that going to be made up? How's the area going to recover from it? The interesting thing is, those jobs didn't come back, but other jobs did. How did that happen?
Yes, it is. There's a considerable amount of resiliency in the Wenatchee MSA. There's also not only an industry, but also it's a very desirable area. People are moving here, retirees moving over to this area as well. Obviously, I don't need to look at the Lake Chelan area is beautiful, Leavenworth, Wenatchee, a lot of outdoor opportunities. So I think that the downside is that we really felt the impact of the loss of those aluminum smelter jobs when they idled the smelter in Malaga. But numerically, we've rebounded from it. I think there's many other sectors that seem to be making up for that loss. So it's kind of a two-edged sword. Was it bad news? Yes, it certainly was, and there's no minimizing that. But was it the death blow for our economy out here? No, it wasn't. We had our economy still seems very vibrant. And that brings up the other side, Mike, to kind of summarize. We had about 900 more non-farm jobs this November than last, a 2% growth rate. Industry's doing well, construction, even manufacturing's up 100 jobs, construction's up 300 jobs. Health services is kind of stabilized now, but that's been a growth area for going back 2-3 years. Leisure and hospitality up 400, state government up 200. That's the summary. The only real industry that's been feeling the pinch lately, at least according to our current estimates, is retail. Everything else, every other industry has been faring well.
And the industries that are faring well seem to suggest that they have better paying jobs than one might find in retail.
You know, that might be part of it. I think, though, the big thing I think that's causing that, and it's always hard to attribute it, in fact, it's probably overly simplistic of me to try to come up with one reason, but I'll make an attempt anyhow, and I think what we are seeing is the impact of Internet shopping, and that's not unique to Chelan, Douglas counties. We're seeing that many of the brick-and-mortar stores nationwide, you know, not even countywide, not even statewide, but nationwide, are feeling the pinch of this Internet shopping.
And the convenience, of course, of ordering whatever you need tomorrow on your phone and having it delivered tomorrow is really almost too much. I mean, who can turn down that level of convenience?
Right. And I got to admit, Michael, during the last Christmas holiday season, I used them a few times myself.
You know? Good for you, Don. There
so
you go.
It's it's just that seems to be the trend. And like I say, when I look at the statewide data too, there's a mix of good and bad news, and I think for our retail, the structure of the retail economy is changing. So maybe it's neither good nor bad news. It kind of is what it is. You know, many industries go through these structural changes, and it's bad if you're in a particular industry that's not faring well, but it's good if you're in a growth industry. So, But I will say that that's one area that seems to be, at least during the last 5 months here in the Wenatchee MSA, seems to have been shedding some jobs, and that's retail. But every other major industry faring quite well.
Periodically throughout the year that you measure, you have an ability to do course corrections. You can verify and add with more detail job reports. When's the next one of those coming out?
The next one, Mike, will be we'll release our December, our preliminary December data. That's employment figures, unemployment rates, on Wednesday the 23rd. And that date will really be the first time we have a ballpark estimate, a very preliminary estimate of a 2018 in review.
So that'll be January 23rd. You'll get the December figures and then be able to look at the year.
January 23rd. It usually takes me a couple days to slice and dice the data and to, you know, put it in all my templates and to really put my thinking cap on and try to analyze what's going to happen. But, you know, what I can say, Mike, is because I've got 11 months of data already, is that when I looked at last year, our non-farm growth rate was not really that great here in the two county area, and I'm going back through my spreadsheets now. We had a rather lethargic or a modest growth rate, about 1.7% across the board in the two county area. Our growth rate 1.7%. I suspect that this year we're going to surpass that rate. It still may not be up to the state growth rate, but I think in aggregate, our non-farm market will grow faster in 2018 and 2017. So we're kind of moving in the right direction.
And those new numbers that help you make that decision to make those numbers real, where do they come from? A different source?
Yeah, actually, some come from the current employment statistics. Some come, the big news is that we're probably going to have by December our third quarter QCEW data, which means we can input hard employment numbers obtained through tax data, the unemployment compensation system. We'll have those numbers for July, August, and September, and that will tighten everything up for calendar year 2018. So it's going to be interesting when those numbers come out. And like I say, the whole estimating process that we do is a series of preliminary revised estimates. It's replacing our current employment statistics estimates with hard tax data from quarterly census employment wage data. So it's as much process as result. We're continually refining our data.
I know you do, Don. You're the man who puts together all the colored graphs, and they're really quite nice. Thank you for that. Don Messick is our guest. He's the regional labor economist for our counties. He keeps us abreast of all the jobs coming into town and where they're coming, where they're going. And that's valuable information to know about. 12:45 is our time. We'll be back after this on News Radio 560 KPQ.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
At 12:52 in the afternoon, with only 28 degrees outside today in Wenatchee, Don Messick is my very special guest. He's the regional labor economist. He's put together the latest good news. And once again, the employment rate drops from 5.0 to 4.9% here in Wenatchee and in our Wenatchee area, which is called a metropolitan statistical area, which takes all of our area, all of Douglas County, puts them together into one little economic place, and that's how Don reports. And I want to thank you, Don, for joining us today, because I know you were under the weather, but you're a trooper, so I appreciate your effort today. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for asking, Mike. It's always a good opportunity for our agency to be able to disseminate this information through your station. Thank you.
Now, for someone driving down Miller who just got in their car and has no idea what we're talking about, tell them one more time why the unemployment rate went down, if you'd be so kind.
Well, the unemployment rate went down from 5.0 to 4.9 between the Novembers of 17 and 18, primarily because of the strong growth in the labor force. We had 2,212 more residents in the labor force this November, that is November 18, than in November 17. That was a 3.5% upturn. We did see a slight uptick in the number of unemployed also, but it wasn't strong enough to offset the growth in the labor force. We had about 77 more residents out of work in November of 18 than in November 17. So what pushed it down, Mike, is basically this people coming into the job market, the labor force expanding, 2,212 more residents in the labor force this November, that is November 2018, and then November 2017.
And when's your next big report come out?
Next big report will be out on Wednesday, 23 January 2019. We'll have December data.
And that's going to be, you're looking forward to that, because those are going to be some big numbers.
I'm looking forward to it. It's always our first cut for a year in review. Specifically a 2018 year in review.
Now, Don, I want you to take the rest of the day off with pay, okay?
Well, I appreciate it. And, again, it's always a pleasure talking with you, Mike. I think you make me put my thinking cap on and try to make some sense of these data.
Well, take it off for the rest of the day, I insist.
Okay, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Have a great day and recover quickly. That's Don Messick, our regional labor economist. He's the brains of the outfit, obviously. What do I know?
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ. And